of fact, it is Tom Chenault, it is Jim Giannacchio, and it is now Tony Cannulli. This guy is a rock star. I have known him for a long time. He is a great network marketer, a great guy, and he's the voice of the MLMIA, which is the Multi-Level Marketing Industry Association. He knows his way around the track. He's interviewed incredible network marketers, and what people I always tell him when he's interviewing these people that somebody needs to interview him, because he is as good as any of those guys he's across the microphone from. So Jim Giannacchio and I are going to take a run at letting you see what an extraordinary guy Tony Cannulli is. Tony, how are you this morning?
I am fantastic.
Happy, happy, happy holiday here. Let's talk about network marketing a little bit and the difference between it and most people's lifestyles, because what a job owns them. But in network marketing, you're afforded the chance to be able to travel and have the time and the money to visit and to go do literally anything on this planet on your own terms. It doesn't mean you don't work. It just means you get to work where and when you want, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, network marketing has been a real blessing to my family, Tom. I mean, I started 27 years ago and haven't had a job in, 23-plus years. I've been full-time for over 23 years. So it really has made a huge difference. But it's been a blessing to our family, Tom. I wouldn't do anything else. You couldn't pay me enough to do anything else.
And how long have you been doing it, and why do you do it, and how good are you at doing it?
Well, it's funny because I don't see a separation for myself between being in the direct selling industry and life. To me, it's turned on 24/7. It's just a lifestyle. It's a way to be. I started when I was 18. Yeah, I'll be 45 here in January. And I started at 18 years old, went full-time after just a few short years on a part-time level. And I fell in love with the industry right away. I just saw that for the average person, it was the way to be able to have a life and do whatever you wanted to do. And for me, it's incredible freedom, and it gives me the ability to help people, work with people, which is what I truly, truly love to do.
And how, in the secret to success for you in network marketing is what? How have you done so well at it, and how do you help people do so well at it?
Well, that's a great question, because what I learned is, the how is important. You got to know the hows. You've got to be educated. I truly, truly believe that network marketing is changing a lot. It's becoming what it should have been a long time ago, a profession. It's, 30 times smaller than franchising, and it should be every bit as big as franchising. And I think there's a lot of reasons why it hasn't been. But for me, when I first started, I had a really great mentor, a diamond from Amway, that he didn't just teach me how to prospect or how to recruit. He taught me how to shake hands. He taught me how to look somebody in the eye. He taught me how to build communication skills. He gave me the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He taught me that it was all about relationships. It's not direct sales. We don't recruit. We don't sell product. We build relationships, period. And so I learned that when I was very, very young. And for me, that was a gold mine. Didn't understand it back then, Tom. Didn't really appreciate it back then, but I learned that. Then I learned when you get into network marketing, there's three things you typically, teach people, learn right in the very beginning. Number one, set some goals. Number two, make a list. And, number three, contact that list. Well, for some people, that's okay, but most people need to understand and learn how to build relationships. And it's not about the person being a prospect with dollar signs in your eyes. It's about how can you help them? How can you serve them? How can you make their life better? And maybe what you have isn't for them. That's okay, that you build the relationship. That's what I learned early on, and I had some great mentors. And thank God for that, because, like I said today, I wouldn't have known any better. It was just the luck of meeting those people early on in my career.
And as we're speaking right now with Jim Giannacchio, I mean, you worked with A.L. Williams, and you worked with Hubert Humphrey, and you've had kind of the same path, haven't you, Jim?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. I mean, Tony just mentioned about having mentors, and those are two great mentors of mine and the way they have led people down the road in regards to success. It's really an amazing thing. I mean, when you see people that how they change careers and how they change their minds and their attitudes of how they're really living life, I mean, I see a guy who's driving a an ice truck, literally delivers ice to like 7-Elevens and all these other places where he's going locally in Kansas City. And that's what he did and made like $18,000 a year. Well, now today, he makes that in about a week. So that's how people's lives change because of mentors and because of the fact that they accept the fact that, you know what, I'm not going down this road anymore. It's time to change my life and I'm going to take control of this thing. And guys like Hubert Humphrey and Art Williams have done that for me, Tom.
Okay, so you got two successful guys sitting here. I mean, you're listening to this show, whether you're Jody Schaefer, or you're Rick Gilmore, or you're Debbie Durant, or Lori Boulard, I'm listening to this show and I'm saying, okay, what's separating me from winning this game and almost winning this game? And one of those things I think is that mentor conversation and finding somebody that you can partner with that's going to help you find your why and help you really generate that why. And when you start hanging around with a Rod Cook or a Marcy Cook or a Jim Giannacchio or a Tony Cannulli, all of a sudden you realize, man alive, the network marketing is the only business I know of where you get to really rub shoulders with the icons. I mean, you really get, if you do your homework and you go and say to one of these people, like I just mentioned, I want to be mentored by you. I want to play this game big. You have been someplace I want to go. Would you take me under your wing? I mean, it's amazing how many of those people are actually going to say to you, absolutely, I will do it. If you're up for the game, you just jump in the foxhole and let's go. And I think that's just an important component, don't you, Tony?
Absolutely. Tom, I got to just share this real quick with everybody. When I was 16 years old, I was prospected for Amway. I went to my mom, and my mom says, look, you're not getting into one of those, and if you do, I'll beat you with a wooden spoon. And unfortunately, at 18, I lost both my parents. So I got involved in network marketing at that point. I was of legal age to do so. And when I did, I was grieving something serious. And they brought me to an event. They brought me to a family reunion up in Maine. I met Zig Ziglar, Charlie from Mendes & Jones, and they wrapped their arms around me, and they helped me through a very tough period. And they believed in me where I didn't even know what life was at that point. I mean, it was terrible. But anyway, long story short was in that very beginning stage, I really, my belief system, I saw people that were willing to help you and willing to help you grow a business. And that mentorship thing was easy because they were all willing to do so. As long as you were willing to pay a price, show up, read some books, listen to some tapes, go to some functions, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'll do this all day long. I loved it. So that started me down that career of mentorship. Now, after that, what happened really was I just was a sponge. I decided that this is a better way. No accounts receivable, no accounts payable. I can run a business from my home. I met 6- and 7-figure income earners, which really, you know, showed me that, number one, it worked. Number two, they showed me the math. And this is what really got me after that was the math, the model. I want to share this with the audience, Tom. It's really important for them to understand this, that if they treat this like a profession and if they go out and they find a great company, they put their blinders on, they set some goals, and they really work hard, find mentors to help coach them. If they take, even if it just takes them 3 to 5 years, you literally can buy back 35 years of your life due to the math on leverage. And I understood I got a really good education on leveraged income, not just linear income. And if you think about it, if you're working 40 hours a week, 50 weeks out of the year, it's 2,000 hours over a 40-year career, Tom. That's 80,000 hours you're putting into your career working a linear income. Well, it's no wonder 95% of the people by age 65, we're dead broke. The relatives are taking care of them. The government's taking care of them. It's no wonder. There's no leverage. But if you go out and you're working your 40-hour job and you put 10 hours a week in, and let's say it takes you 2 years to identify 50 people like you that will put in 10 hours a week, that's 500 hours a week that they're putting into their own business, their own family, but it's also part of your business. Well, if it took you 2 years to do that, if you took the math on that, 500 hours, you're talking a week, you're talking over 75,000 hours in a 3-year period. Well, most people do that in 40 years. So if you learn and you get good and you get the right mentors and you really practice and understand this industry and you work really hard and you put in 3 to 5 years, you truly can buy back 35 years of your life. And that's exactly what happened to me. When I went through that first 2 or 3 year education, by the time I was done, I got started with a company, and within literally 24 months, you know, we had tens of thousands of distributors. We had over $1 million a month in volume. I'm in my early 20s now, and we were making more money a month. I mean, our monthly checks looked like phone bills. And it was due to the mentorship. It was due to the math, the leverage of what I was just talking about. I mean, if you truly understand, if someone truly understand what this industry offers, they wouldn't do anything else. But we, our job is to get really good at helping them understand the power of this model.
It is incredibly powerful. We're going to take a little break. We've got Tony Cannulli with us. You're going to love this guy. Tony. All right, we're back. It is Tom Schnapp. It's Jim Giannacchio. It is Tony Cannulli. It's the Home-Based Business Radio Show on the Radio Colorado Network. It's Christmas Eve. I hope you're up and at 'em. The sun's coming up here in Colorado. It is absolutely gorgeous out there, whether you're in Knoxville, Tennessee, like Rick Gilmore, or San Antonio, Texas, like my good buddies Rod and Marcy Cook. Wherever you are, I hope you're up, you're feeling like $1 million, and you're going to go generate a great Christmas Eve day for somebody. That's what life is. That's what it looks like. I've got Jim Giannacchio and Tony Cannulli with me. We've been talking about what goes on, mentorship, how to build a home-based business. And I'm going to tell you something. All you need is that eye of the tiger. I wrote on my Facebook wall last night, I can help you find your why. And once you find your why, you're going to figure out the how. And that's just exactly what happens in this business. And every one of you, challenge yourself, no matter what, to find your why. Because you've got to have something there that you're working toward that's going to get you up in the morning, that's going to have you not watch Dancing with the Stars, that's not going to have you settle for the status quo, where you're going to say, there's more to my life than making that $100,000 and $200,000 and $300,000 a year, where I'm traveling all the time and leaving my family and living with quotas and all the things that go inside of those big-time jobs that people have to leave their families Monday through Friday to get. So I'm going to tell you, there's another way to do it, where you can make the same kind of money, but you're going to own your time and your health, where you're going to get to still do what you're going to travel the world, but you're going to travel the world on your own terms. I know you all know that on Monday I'm leaving, and I'm going to go to New York City, and I'm going to stay in a 5-star hotel, and I'm going to go watch the ball drop in Times Square, and my wife and I are going to take a little, what do you call it, honeymoon or whatever you want to call it. You know why we're doing that? Because we can. We didn't have to ask anybody for the time off. Will I be working while I'm in New York? You betcha. Because I'm going to meet people in New York, and I'm going to talk to them about their lives, and I'm going to be interested instead of interesting. And that's all this is, because every day, you don't look at everybody as a prospect, by the way, because I know lots of people think, oh, geez, I just don't like that. You're not. You're looking at every human being in your life that you can make a contribution to. And I don't care what your job is and how much money you make. I'm telling you, everybody that you meet, you can't make a contribution to doing what you're doing. But in network marketing, in what we do, you can. Because your job is to leave everybody that you meet in your life feeling better about their life than when they met you. That's all it is. That is it. And if you learn to do that, you are going to be fabulously successful. Would you agree with that, Tony?
Absolutely. It's irrefutable. That concept is the way it works. And you made a really great point there. Seek first to be interested instead of interesting. And when you really understand that and internalize that concept, as you do so well, Tom, when you really get that, it's amazing what happens. You don't have to be charismatic. Charisma, I found, Tom, and it's funny because you and I spoke about this in a private conversation here last week about charisma, integrity, character. And charisma is one of those things. I believe that you become more charismatic really based on how interested you are in somebody else's future, their life. In other words, focusing in on them in that particular moment. When you show that you care and you show that you've got an ear for what they have and their pain, and whether you have something to help them or not, if you're just there to listen for them, people really like that. And it's a missing art in today's society, I believe. And I'll tell you, that's half the battle right there, is just focusing on somebody else. And then from there, you know, character and integrity, because, you know, charisma and integrity don't necessarily go together. There are charismatic leaders that don't have integrity. And there are leaders like you and I spoke about that don't have much charisma, at least on the surface, but they have tremendous, tremendous integrity, like Dr. Waller, for instance, as we've spoken about. But the truth is, you know, character is one of those things I believe, and this is my definition of it, if you have integrity with yourself, is when you do what you say you're going to do when no one's watching. If you say you're going to make two contacts today, are you doing it with, are you just saying that because your upline's around or because people are around you, or are you doing it because you said you were going to do it? Do you have integrity with yourself? And I believe if you do that, number one. Number two, if you're interested in other people, become a good detective, become somebody that really cares. Just because it's good to do, you will, I mean, you'll have more people to talk to, more people, more relationships growing and developing, and you'll know what to do with. That's just something I've seen. It's not a matter of even opinion, Tom. I mean, it's just one of those things that every great leader, just like you, I interview a lot of people that have tremendous success, seven-figure income earners in our industry, and they all do the same thing. Now, that's called a clue.
And I'm going to tell people, I'm on this rant, and that's why we spoke about this last week, about that distinction between charisma, character, and integrity. I'm on this rant because I think that everybody thinks they have to be this charismatic person in network marketing, and I am telling you, you don't, because charisma to me is almost an insult. It's character and integrity, like Tony just said, that carries the day. People need to know that what you say is what you mean. And we are full of an absolutely different story from, you know, Washington, D.C. to every corner of this world. People are kind of pulling our legs on what they perceive to be the truth. And I don't like that. I don't want to live my life having to keep one eye open around people. And I sure as hell don't want people to have to live their life keeping one eye open about me. If I tell you it's snowing outside, I don't want you to look out the window to check to see if it's true. I want you to put your mucklucks on. Agree with that, Jim?
Absolutely, Tom. That's what it's all about. I mean, people are not going to follow a leader that they have questions about. You got to be a true leader in this business, and you got to have that integrity and that character that Tony's talking about. If you could do that and be a true inspirational leader, that's what it's all about. You know, the old saying is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That is a very powerful statement, and, you know, I've heard people in the past, I'm one of the guys that I love when it comes to taking people and putting them first and having integrity and having character and teaching it and making a difference in people to where they've actually excelled in life because of integrity and character is the late, great John Wooden from UCLA. You think about all the people he affected, not only on the basketball court, but off the basketball court as well. He taught them the game of basketball, but he also taught them the game of life, and he taught them about what's right and what's wrong. And believe me, all those steps of a kid growing up is important. And now here as adults, listening to the radio show and hearing what's going on, hey, it makes a big difference to have that integrity and character all the way across the board, Tommy.
And you guys, I want to go, we've only got 6 minutes left, so I want to talk real quickly about personal development in the business. Every morning there's an extraordinary call I listen to. This woman named Linda Tyler does it, and she's just an incredible motivator. And I love her every day. She interviews people like we interview people. And it's all about education inside of network marketing or education inside of life. And it's an ongoing process for me. I know it's an ongoing process for you two guys. And the real industry leaders, they never stop learning. They never stop spending money on tools to learn. Tony, I mean, that's been your secret weapon, hasn't it?
It really, truly has. The first book I was given when I went to that Amway function was The Magic of Thinking Big. It opened my eyes in how to win friends and influence people. And from that point forward, they shared with me the value of reading the right books, listening to the right people that had the right message, positive people, people that were going somewhere. They taught me all that really early on, and I saw a change in myself within a matter of weeks and months. And I realized it, and they also taught me that no matter what I learned, no matter how much I learned, that I always wanted to stay green and growing, because the next step past green is, you know, is ripe, and then which turns to rot. So you always want to grow. And the more I know, the more I learn, the more I understand, Tom, the more I want to know, the more it makes me realize what I don't know. And that process of personal development is everything. It also really helps you, because in this business, showing up every day with a good attitude is everything. And if you don't have that positive input, especially in a predominantly negative world, you really have to have, you have to plug into a 110 line, and you need that electric juice. And that comes in the form of a positive associations, environment associations, people you associate with every day. It also comes from the books and tapes you listen to, the seminars, the webinars, the shows that you do, which you do so well, it's all critically important. And it's not one of those things like a shower. You don't do it once or twice. You wash your body every day. You drink every day. You eat every day. You need to feed your mind every day with positive, powerful material to keep your belief system, to keep your drive, to keep your why in focus and move forward. And it's everything. And every great leader I know absolutely preaches and lives that. Not just preaches it, but they live it every single day, Tom.
You have inspired me. And your follow-up skills are second to none. Your persistence. When you first started wanting me on your MLMIA call, you were absolutely dogged. And I'm just going to tell you something. I think the world of you, Tony, and I know that you are here for the industry. I know you're here for your team, and I know that anybody that would jump in the foxhole with you in business is going to come out of the other side of that a winner. And I don't care what company Tony Cannulli is with. I don't care what part of the country he's with. You need to get hold of him, and I'm going to tell you why, because this is one of those guys you want in your who list. You want this guy to be one of the guys that you are calling on the phone when you're feeling down and out. You're calling him on the phone when you want to make a little more money. You're calling him on the phone when you want to have a little better life. You can get hold of him at coachforchampions@gmail.com. Coach, numeric 4, champions@gmail.com. He is a great guy that does what he says he's going to do before he said he was going to do it, 100% of the time. And a guy like that is a one in a million guy. Tony, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Tom.
Tony Cannulli, you are a rock star. We're coming back right after this. I'm going to keep Jim Giannacchio with me, and we're going to talk to Rod Cook of the ANMP. It's going to be fun. We'll be back right after this. I love that song. This is Tom Chenault. This is a home-based business radio show on the Radio Colorado Network. It's on Christmas Eve. And good morning, everybody. I hope you're all having a great day. Tony Cannulli is a great guy. I was not kidding when I told you that you should call him on the phone, even if you don't join his company. He's probably not even going to recruit you. He's just going to get to know you. Coach4champions@gmail.com.